Passion. Passion may not matter that much to you, but it does to me. Based on what I'm passionate about, how obscure or culturally relevant it is, how geeky or nerdy, based on the intimacy I've experienced with God, based on the things I am wildly passionate about, I would never judge or talk down your passions, whatever they may be. There's a song that says, "It may not matter that much to you, but it does to me." I just heard it a little while ago, and it keeps playing practically every time I get in my car and turn on the radio. And it's not that new of a song. I think it's in the consciousness so that this message may be shared. I think a lot of the times, a lot of things repeat over and over in commercials, TV shows, movies, radio, music, everywhere. These things keep repeating, and you have an opportunity to look at them, think about them, and see if you can extract any value from them. And therein lies why whatever you're passionate about, I may not get, but I know there's something there because I see it nourishing your soul. And I find that beautiful. I support you and your passions. Welcome back to the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. I am your grateful host, Jonathan Navi, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Let's get started. Welcome back to Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. Today we're going to talk about passion. We're going to talk about judgments. And we're going to point on light and add value to the fact that that there are things that matter to you. And if they matter to you, they matter to me. And I hope I set an example. Because too often in the world, you may be passionate and joyful about something, and you'll meet somebody who judges you, who minimizes this thing that sparks the life within you, that thing that makes you come alive when you talk about it. I honor whatever that may be. I hold no judgments. I know it's important because that thing, that same thing that you're passionate about, in a similar fashion, are the things that I'm passionate about. And the things that I'm passionate about have kept me alive, have put a vision in front of me, have been my saving grace when I had nobody else around. Therefore, I want to make sure you stick by your guns. And what I mean by that is that you stick by that which makes you strong, that thing that awakens your brain in ways that arithmetic and other school-like things could not penetrate your consciousness. It is time to drop the judgments of yourself and of others. It is time to observe and bless. Shine an example. A light of being. Let's talk about arguments. Rather, arguing is futile. Why do people choose the futile? Why would you choose futility? And how can I love anything that I judge? When I judge, I fall down to the vibration of the unbecoming beast, the unbecoming consciousness, because we are constantly becoming. When you fall down to the vibration of the unbecoming beast, you fall down to the vibration of that which you judge. I see the contradiction of some of these words, of course. I see the contradiction of some of these words. To delight in all appearances is to shift radically from a reality fixed within a prison and exercise in. What is this? This is becoming. Because becoming does not end. Wow. This is powerful. Isn't it, though? We could go into the mark of this unbecoming beast. It's in all the ancient sacred texts, is it not? But the distortion brings forth a much needed truth, and that truth remains available to you in any given moment. And see, the funny thing is that the gods are gods because they relish in all. They relish in the everything. Disharmony only being an optical delusion, virtual illusions for the sake of experiencing. Gods don't get drunk or get wasted. They take on and play the human game. Holy shit! And since the whole time thing is relative and easily accessible to gods, a god incarnating as a human is like a human's night at the bar or a weekend at Vegas. Awaken. Contage the game. Infect the game with joy and epic smiles. Awaken. Surprise and delight the program with new and beneficial things to those still asleep. Okay. So how will you utilize this to cause desired effects? Cause desired effects in every part of your life. Because miracles now abound. Miracles around wealth. Windfalls of value, money, cash, opulence, wealth, opportunity, and demand value creation. Ecstatic relations, healed wounds, and integrated traumas. It is time to utilize the circle of creation itself, the quadrant of infinite transference. Now, what is the quadrant of infinite transference? Well, in my mind, in my dreams, I came upon an image. It is a circle with four quadrants. The circle, though, is a circle of acceptance. In the top left quadrant is gratitude. In the top right quadrant is forgiveness. In the bottom right quadrant is blessings. And in the bottom left quadrant is simply unconditional love. And all of this is something that you can utilize. It can be your sword or your shield. That's up to you. It is a circle, a blade, a disc. It is sharp, cutting through. It is an orb, and it's multi-faced, multi-faceted, multi-fancied. Is it an orb or an obelisk? I'll leave that part up to you. So let me ask you this. What are you passionate about? What do you geek out about? And do you have any shame or guilt or embarrassment around it? Because this thing that you're passionate about and geek out, this thing that makes you feel alive, makes you giggle, the thing that makes you light up and that you love chatting people up about. That's the podcast that I want to tune into when it comes to listening to you, because I can't wait until your YouTube channel is up, until your podcast is up. Because you got some gems, you got some goods that will revolutionize my day. And that's why I love tuning in to you. I encourage you to speak up and be bold so that all may benefit from your gift, from your blessing, from your light, from your joy, from your excitement. If you don't know what that is, or if you're having trouble wrapping your mind around that, I have a little poem for you. There's a structure to your being. Seeing ain't believing if you deny what's sitting in front of you. Lying is destruction. There's no function for it in creation. Tangible blessings unravel when you're destined and committed to the next step. Completion is the name of the game. Only then is domination an attainable goal. Of course you know what's at stake. More than your life, it's the heart of the cosmos. It's the heart of your descendants. And not to add pressure, but every choice and decision you make holds the fate of the universe in it. That's why no amount of mistakes can ever be redeemed. Just build your self-esteem through selfless action. Join the dream team. Elevate your reign to levels of supreme joy and excitement. It's time to serve and contribute. Fly beyond injustice. And if there was ever a time to really follow through, look around, wouldn't you say now is that time? Now, I don't know much, but I do know you are another me in temporary expression. You always have been, you always will be. And it's time for a roll call. You are me, and I am you. We are one. Everyone I see is you. Contact with another is just us. You are everywhere. I am all. I feel everything and everyone. It's painful, it's delightful, it's confusing, and it's complete clarity. Every song I hear is about you. Every tune presented is my devotion to you. Namaste. It is and it isn't. When you take my hand, we are the pulse of the universe. And when we let go, we are thoughts turned into activity. And as we let go, we get closer. You are not the sun. I am not the moon. We are the source that keeps everything glowing. We are infinity. And I promise to always keep up that standard. Our emotions are the truth for a moment. They're directed by light presently presented. Information which is true, which is a lie, making sense, not making sense, growing through the corridors of our existence. I've been told I am the source of exquisite moments of ecstasy. And I've been told that you are the source of truth and understanding. Together, always moving in rhythmic synchronicity. Even when we're worlds away, I can hear you. I can see you. I can feel you. Count on me to love you into light. Count on me to bring you out of darkness. Absolutely nothing can stop me from protecting you. And even in my darkness, I am only serving us. I am every sacrifice. You are every savior. We are every prophet. Free choice is a decision of consciousness. Here we are, Earth. I choose you. You chose me. We will dance to a song we wrote thousands of years ago. Once we choose this path, destiny takes over like riding a wave. The way we move into each other is choreographed by the cosmos. Big bang, babies. We're here, surprised and loving. Just look into our eyes and everyone will remember. We are the struggle. We are the ease and freedom. I converge in my harmonics. Feel free to join me. Join us and raise your frequency to love and above. Power versus force. Blast off. I am. You are. We are. The divine dichotomy. Perfect polarity. Now the soul is a player in this comedy, this tragedy. Our soul is intact and now we raise the stakes. It is now more than ever the time to strike. Stand up for what you believe in. What do you believe in? Why are you on this earth? Say. Why have I given myself this experience? To grow and overcome obstacles, to inspire and light up the world. When the all remembers who we are, we'll work together. The team and the love will overflow in greatness. They said the gods would return. Well, they have come back in plain sight. We are the goddesses and gods. It's time for roll call. Yell out your current name. Be proud and shine your childlike superhero light. Love like no other. Open to infinity and be opened by infinity. Work your magic. I will. Turn it up a notch. I know you will. And so it is. Only something great can come from this. Heavens, yes. We are so blessed. Now. You know, and at the end of the day, because what you do matters so much. How you do anything is how you do everything. Because who you are will always influence your surroundings and those around you, whether you are conscious of it or not. It reminds me of a quote from a book by David Deida. The book's title is Wild Nights. And there's a crazy character in there. His name is Mykonos. And he says something along the lines of, God is alive as everything that appears and disappears, you included. You are either seizing up in fear, binding yourself to what appears, friends, lovers, children, homes, work, your body, your thoughts, building up a sense of self, a whole inner world of comfort and ideas and hopes for the future and so forth. Or you are surrendering it all, loving completely and letting go completely. Love without limits, my friend. Trust love to live you and all things. As much as it hurts your heart to feel everything and everyone, as terrifying as it is to surrender, absolutely. Your only real option is to love without boundaries, wide open. Love is the only way to live. Feel everything. Feel without limitations. There's another quote in that book, similarly, that says, you either love or you go crazy. And I don't want you to go crazy. And if you've gone crazy, you know the consequences of that. The emotional, spiritual, psychological consequences of not loving. And here's where sobriety comes into play. Because for me, sobriety is a matter of integrity. It's a matter of alignment. And when you are in integrity and alignment and owning every aspect of your life, taking responsibility for all your choices, eating those Cheetos you said that you wouldn't eat anymore, but owning it, not hiding it or denying it or spinning it in a way that devalidates the fact that you actually wanted to eat those Cheetos and you decided to. Because I've always said, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to enjoy it, especially if I don't want to do it. I have to enjoy it or I will go crazy. I cannot live in a world without love. And this is where your passion comes into play. I need you to love that which you love and own it and declare it and give other people permission slips. And it's not about you going out there and saving the world, handing out all these permission slips. It's you making a difference just by being you. What you do and what you love serves the world. And I'm talking about that higher love, that universal love, that unconditional love. Now, I know love is a broad topic, but as my friend Lin-Manuel Miranda once said, love is love is love is love is love. So the point of this episode is to bring you back to that love, to have you declare on social media what it is you love with joy and articulation. Because I don't know if you've noticed this, but when you're in that state of joy, even if you've never had professional vocal training, communication training, you are eloquent. I don't even know what you're passionate about, but I know that if you were to talk to me face to face about that which you love, even if you were shy all the time and you had all these insecurities, when you're talking about that thing you love, that thing you're passionate about, you are present, you are grounded, you are elegant, eloquent, and communicate well. And that's just a beautiful gift. That is the point of this magnifying glass. I encourage you to encourage others. I may not get what you're talking about if it's something I've never heard of or something that just doesn't interest me, but you know what? Your passion awakens my heart, awakens my attention. And I find it so freaking beautiful for anybody to begin speaking up, to begin sharing that joy, even if it's ugly. When you share that emotional turmoil, but then are still able to hold that smile, that is worth showing up for. That is worth paying the ticket for. Buy the ticket, take the ride. Reserve your ticket. Watch the show. This is the greatest show on earth, and not any single one of us is excluded from being the star of that show. And that is the point. So, since there are people out in the world that don't really care about what I have to say or what you have to say, I have to stand strong and defend the moment. I defend my moment, and I am defending yours. Thank you so much for stopping by. This has been another pleasant, glorious, magical episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. I am your ever-grateful host, Jonathan Navi. Find us on Instagram at wakeup.smellmiracles. This is the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Now go out there and get it. We'll see you next time here on Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you. And the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself.
If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like. You can also find us at the Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.